Blog Talk Radio.
NC Preps Radio, the pulse of North Carolina high school sports. NC Preps teams with rivals to bring you accurate player and team news across North Carolina. From results of previous weeks to the next big game, NC Preps Radio is your top destination for information. Now, here's your host.
Hello, high school football fans. It's Dana King, your host here on NC Preps Radio, publisher of ncpreps.com, a member of the Rivals.com Yahoo Sports Network. Just a big thank you for everyone listening today. Got a fairly short show today, but we'll start right off the bat with some scores. And from last week, this segment of the show is brought to you by ScoreStream. ScoreStream is the best fan-driven high school sports app and platform. They aim to empower fans, schools, teams, and media companies with the tools to provide accurate, real-time sports coverage. If you don't have this app, you need to get this so you can keep up with all the scores around the state on Friday night. So the week one is now in the books. It started on a Wednesday night down in Shelby, North Carolina. The Golden Lions jumped out to an early 17-0 lead over the Freedom Patriots. Freedom rallied, got back into the game, but Shelby held the Patriots off and came out with a 31-21 win to start the big 2018 season off with a big win for Coach Ware and the Shelby Golden Lions. Some more interesting scores from different parts of the state. I want to run down about 10 of them that caught my eye. Cape Fear 15-0 over Clinton. That was a pretty impressive win there for the Colts over a very, very traditional power Clinton Dark Horses. Then a big defensive battle in the Queen City between Charlotte Christian and Charlotte Catholic, and the Charlotte Christian prevailed 6-0 over the Cougars. The Charlotte Catholic had an impressive run of not being shut out, one of the top schools in the state that had a consecutive streak, ended with a shutout loss Friday night. But, you know, no shame in losing to a Charlotte Christian team. Catholic will be there in the end and expect them to have another excellent season for Coach Brodovich and the Catholic Cougars. In another big rivalry game, Crest Chargers 28-11 over the South Point Red Raiders. As I said last week, this game, it don't matter if either one of them are winless. This game's going to be a knockout, dragout, and Chargers and Coach Eddins took this big win over South Point. East Surrey made a huge statement in the Northwestern North Carolina with a 15-7 win over East Wilkes. East Wilkes under a new coaching change and a lot of success in the last 2 or 3 years for the Cardinals. But East Surrey under new coach Trent Lohman gets a big opening day win over the other Cardinals, 52-7. Garner 14-12 over Clayton, big win there for the Trojans. Havelock and Coach Caleb King 48-20 over Wes Craven in a good rivalry game down in Eastern North Carolina. Huff with a 56-6 win over Harding, the defending 4A state champs, Rams. A lot of changes there at Harding, especially losing coach to Hickory Ridge. So Coach Sam Griner leaving Harding to go to Hickory Ridge. The Harding still has Quavers Crouch there, but Huff just laid a really big beating on them behind a great offensive game plan there for the Huff Huskies. Page 35-28 over Davie County, which is usually a very, very entertaining game. Tarboro 49-6 over newly formed Washington County. Tarbert is expected to be one of the favorites to win another 1AA crown. They just roll, and they disappointed the Washington County folks with they spoiled their debut as a school there at Washington County with a 49-6 win. And then Saturday in the big Charlotte Kickoff Classic, Butler, 47-19 over Scotland. Butler was very impressive in that win that was marred by weather problems. They had a delay for bad thunderstorms and lightning in the area. Butler was leading 7-0 after the first quarter, and then they had the delay, and then they come out and really, really dominated Scotland there in Charlotte. Unfortunately, Mallard Creek in Dutch Fort, South Carolina, didn't get to play because of the delays, and it got really, really late Saturday night, so they were unable to play. Broke a lot of high school football fans' hearts because they really wanted to see these two super powerhouses play in that stadium, and it just wasn't meant to be. And so Mallard Creek didn't get to play, but against, and they'll open up against Butler next week. So I'm going to spotlight some of the games for week two here in North Carolina. We'll have the games that I like. Kramer at 1-0 will take on Mountain Island Charter, also 1-0. Some key players to look out for Kramer is Luke Carpenter, a quarterback, running back Tyrese Morris, and defensive linebackers Kaiser Caton and T.J. Leak, and defensive back Jalen Truesdale. Mountain Island Charter, a team that is a 1A contender. They have some great athletes. Elijah Burris, who had a great game last week, had over 235 yards and 6 touchdowns. Marcus Graham at quarterback. Gabe Stevens had 15 tackles. He's a D1 recruit. Marcus Graham, I believe, is committed to Wisconsin. So a good game there in the Gaston County area. A game in the mountains, Franklin at Murphy. Two great programs up there in the mountains. Both teams, Franklin loves to run the ball. Murphy had some injuries occur last week in a loss to Pisgah. Hope some of their players can bounce back. But a great, great battle up there in the mountains. Down in the East Coast, Jacksonville 1-0 against East Dublin 1-0. Should be pretty entertaining game to watch. Both these teams scored a lot of points last week. Jacksonville 40 and East Dublin 63. So expect a lot of firepower and fireworks down there in Beulahville. Then, of course, the Mallard Creek-Butler matchup that's every year is talked about. It's the game in Charlotte at the time. So, like I said, Mallard Creek didn't get to play last week. They got several D1 kids, Trenton Simpson, a running back, Charles Mincy Jr., running back, defensive back Jaden Dennis, offensive lineman Parker Moore, who had recently was committed to Maryland, but he decommitted after everything that happened up there in College Park. Athlete Shamar Baker and defensive lineman Quentin Williams. So they got a lot of talent there for the Mavericks. And Butler, 1-0 with that win over Scotland. Christian Peters, the quarterbacks, 12 of 13 for 226 with 3 touchdowns against Scotland. And NC State recruit Keon Lassane showed how versatile athlete he was with 86 yards receiving and 60 yards rushing. So I expect a great ball game there, down there in Matthews. I believe they're at the Sportsplex and moved it from Butler High School. And then another big game in the capital area, Richmond County Raiders, 1-0, travel to face defending champs Wake Forest Cougars. Caleb Hood had a big game against Reagan where he paced for 181 yards and 2 touchdowns. Other people to watch for the Raiders, Tavon Ellerby and Trevor Whittington and Jonathan Jones. And for Wake Forest, Seth Hillman, the quarterback, he also had a good game in a 51-0 win over Millbrook, paced for 136 yards and 2 touchdowns. South Carolina commit tight end Trayvon Kenyon caught two touchdown passes, and then have a standout on the defensive end, Jaden McKenzie, who's got several Division I offers. So those five games are some of the games that I'm looking forward to seeing who comes out on top. So we're going to take our second break and a little something special. Brought to you by VTO Sports. VTO Sports, the leader in the combine camp space, and they provide a group of events that enable student athletes and their families the opportunity to fully develop and compete as they determine their path in high school recruiting process. This year, VTO Sports has decided to sponsor our NC Preps Players of the Week. We will select one football player from the eastern part of the state and western part. And this week, for week one, the player of the week from eastern North Carolina is Mint Jada Stanley, a running back from Holmes High School. He's a 5'11", 170-pound junior, and he ran for 17 times for 326 yards with an amazing 7 touchdowns and a 52-27 win over First Flight. And representing Western North Carolina is quarterback Austin Fichetti. I hope that's pronounced right. At Community School of Davison. Fichetti had one of the top passing performances in the whole nation as he led Community School Davison to a 55-27 win over Northmore. He's a 6'3", 175 senior, and he completed 21 of 29 passes for 380 yards with 5 touchdowns, and also added a rushing touchdown as well. So I'd like to thank VTO Sports for their sponsorship of this award. We'll announce those every Wednesday. So, coaches, you send in your nominations to me at daughterrams@yahoo.com or at coachvince@vtosports.net. And finally, our last little tidbit of info, it came out yesterday that a little bit of hoops news, the top basketball player in the junior class, the 2020 class, Jaden Springer of Rocky River High School, led the Ravens to a Western Regional final appearance, has decided that he's going to leave the Queen City and head down to IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, to play for the powerhouse down there that has already several 4- and 5-star recruits. So Jaden Springer is leaving North Carolina to play in IMG. So we wish him the best of luck. And just want to thank everyone for listening today, and we'll be back next week with our weekly roundup of high school football and high school sporting news. Thank y'all, and have a great day. Goodbye.